A knock sounded on the door. Luke Hayes stuck his head in. His gaze went straight to Sandy.
It's time, he said.
Already? Sandy glanced at her watch. It took her a moment to read the dial, for her hand was still shaking violently. 9 a.m. The joint funeral for Alice and Sally wasn't due to start until 1. But the whole town was probably turning out, and people wanted to get good seats. She had no choice but to go home. By the mayor's orders, she and her family would be spending the day under virtual house arrest. He didn't want them to upset the town. And that hurt Sandy almost more than the threatening phone calls, messages, and casseroles combined. She slowly rose and gathered up her purse. She had hoped for easy answers this morning. Of course, there were very few such things anymore. Just more questions, and more doubts to torment her through all the long days to come. She loved Danny so desperately. Was it right to actively wonder if her son was a murderer and still love him? Was it right to mourn for Alice Benson and Sally Walker but still want the best for her child? Suddenly, she felt so exhausted, she wasn't sure how she was going to make it down the stairs. She turned to Rainey one last time. Do you know who this other person is yet? Do you have any leads on who did this to us? Rainey seemed to hesitate. Danny ever mentioned someone named No Lava to you? Sandy regarded her curiously. Of course he did. NoLava@AOL.com. That was his teacher's account. It's Avalon, spelled backward.